It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now time for our Daily Tech and Business Report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg's Kelsey Butler. Well, child care costs here in America have been soaring for several years thanks to the pandemic and inflation, but certain cities like Boston, Atlanta, and Chicago are defying the odds and are actually seeing the price tag go down, implying that those states' level policies are working. So, Kelsey, before we go into details of what these cities are doing, put it in perspective for us. Nationwide, how high are child care costs?
Yeah, so nationwide, child care costs can be about $766 a week for a nanny. And for daycare, which tends to be a more popular option because it's more affordable, per week it can be around $300 per week. And that's up 13% from 2022 levels. So we're seeing prices rise pretty quickly and outpace prices overall.
Now, according to a recent study by Bankrate, here in California, infant care costs are nearly 20% of a family's income, whereas over in Georgia, it's right around 12%. Now, when it comes to the programs available in different cities, what are these cities actually doing right to bring the costs down?
Yeah, well, we're seeing some interesting things happen. So in Massachusetts, for example, where in its capital, Boston, we saw prices year over year decrease the largest amount. The state has set aside millions of dollars, $475 million for stabilization grants that help child care providers do things like give their staff raises or just keep operations in check. Was set aside by the state, and the state has also set aside an additional $65 million to increase payments for providers that accept reimbursements for low-income families. And so what we're seeing is in those places, there is an impact of giving some money to these providers to stay afloat. It does tend to ease the cost for families and kind of boost the supply side of the equation.
Now, are these programs, are they really working, or are people opting out of child care services because they can't afford it?
Well, that is certainly becoming a concern. Bank of America Institute, which is the group that took a look at the child care prices across two dozen cities, has seen that many, the number of families that are even paying for child care nationwide has been decreasing in recent months and years. And part of that might be costs. People are just opting out of, taking on this expense and having one member of the family drop out of the workforce altogether in order to kind of make things work. So it's certainly a concern and can really have an economic ramification for labor force participation, particularly for women.
And that was my next question. Yeah, I have fewer families where both parents are able to work. Are we seeing an increase because of work from home options as well for the families? So that way they can do double duty?
Well, certainly. Experts that I talked to said, some of these price decreases, of course, may be due to money being injected by state governments. But of course, people might be doing things like trying to either cut back on the hours that they're paying for childcare or doing things like pursuing cheaper options, using their work from home schedules in order to kind of do double duty a little bit more where they can so they can save that money when it comes to this budget line.
Now, what can states like here in California learn from these policies?
I think certainly what the experts that I've spoken to and the policy analysts that I've interviewed have said that injecting more money into the system to keep providers afloat is definitely helpful. And making sure that people really are aware of the options of help that they can avail themselves to is really the most important thing.
Wonderful there. Thank you very much there, Kelsey Butler. That's Bloomberg's Kelsey Butler. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.